This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The streets were asking about you, man. I don't know if you can or are able to talk about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah, absolutely, man. Shout out to, two of our biggest partners have formed like a mega powers partnership. Sky River Casino and Sac State have partnered together on what I think is the first of many upcoming projects. And they just held a press conference at 32 Brew Street. And, you know, Dr. Luke Wood was there. Got to talk to him for a little bit. Dr. Luke Wood is committed to coming on this show.
Okay.
Talked to the chairman, the head of the table.
That's my man, Jesus.
Jesus Tarango. And then our man, Andy, where's KC? Where's Kenny?
No, wait a minute.
Where's Kenny? No, that's a shoe. Where's Kenny? Well, like, Kenny's got to do the show. Oh, Kenny coming tomorrow? Kenny scared of the rain? Kenny coming tomorrow? I was like, well, Kenny and I talked about it. Like, he's got a couple things going on, but I think he's going to show up. Tell Kenny to come. Tell Kenny I want to see him tomorrow. All right, Andy.
All right, I've got to play this for the wife now. I got to go work.
Well, Andy, Dr. Wade, I think the head of the table is going to be there tomorrow. Mm. Actually, all kidding aside, no fourth wall here. We just talk about stuff. Wouldn't be a bad game to go to if you smell what I'm cooking.
Got you.
Wouldn't be a bad game to go to.
I got you.
So
gotta bring the poncho.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do that. Yeah, you're definitely gonna have to do that. But yeah, it was a great event. It's really cool to see Sky River continuing to get involved and Wilton Rancheria and the things that they're doing with the Republic and the rail yards. Yeah. It can kind of let your imagination kind of run with what could be ahead for Sky River and Sac State. But right now, they've got a partnership that involves, and this is where Dr. Wood is brilliant, and this is where I told him, like, man, we really need to sit down and have a long-form conversation about this, because he launched, Black Honors there at Sac State, and they're doing something similar with Native American heritage. So there's some amazing things on the way at Sac State that Sky River gets to be involved in, and I think there is a lot more ahead between those two entities.
You said it perfectly, man. Like the mega powers, man. These two entities in the last, Sky River and Wilton Rancheria, they've been doing it for a long time, but in the last 9 to 12 months, Sac State and Wilton Rancheria, they've turned the city on their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With what we're doing, the announcements, the Sac-12, trying to make that happen, the announcements of the stadium, and now the rail yards project with Wilton Rancheria. I mean, they are transforming this city right before our eyes, man. And now they're linking up. And, man, I think it's going to be a beautiful marriage.
I have such a great amount of respect too for Dr. Wood and what he's done since he's got here. Like, I don't think he's stood still one day since being the president of Sac State.
Yeah.
And to listen to him talk so passionately about these projects that he is wholeheartedly involved in is pretty dope.
Yeah.
We were trying to do, you know, because I brought Leezy with me. Leezy had the camera.
Yeah, shout out Leezy. I yelled at Leezy for not being at work. He's usually here on Fridays. So I yelled
at him. He was with me. He was working.
Where the hell are you at? And he said, I was on assignment too. I said,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was working. He was out there. Saw Chris Biederman out there. But yeah, we were doing just quick little sound bites that Leezy could get together and throw on social media, which we hope to have over the next day or so, leading into Sac State and Davis tomorrow. They revealed these beautiful helmets that they're going to wear tomorrow. Mm. Very, very cool stuff. I'm excited because Sky River is the same age as D'Lo and KC, or about the same
about
age.
About the same. I remember the first day I went in there, I think we were still a two-hour show.
Yeah.
Maybe we were four. I don't know.
I think, so maybe I'm off a little bit. I think they're 2 years old. They are 2 years old. We just celebrated their two-year anniversary.
That's right.
And we've been with them the entire time.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's really important, having that relationship with the chairman and with Carrie and that crew there. It's why those live broadcasts are so important. And I swear to you, this is 100% shoot. There is a buzz about December 6th.
Mm.
They know that that's something different.
Yeah.
And I realized during that long drive back here, we've got some brainstorming to do to make sure that that show is different. Okay. I don't know if we can get fireworks inside, but that's kind of along the lines of what I'm thinking. Yeah.
We office this thing up kind of. What is it when Toby goes to Costa Rica?
Goodbye, Toby.
Yeah.
See if we can get
a Ferris wheel.
No, you don't.
Dude, stop.
No, you don't.
What season is that? My clothes?
No.
Not even.
I got to sign up for Peacock again, man.
You've been saying that for 2 months. You're going to miss WrestleMania at this point.
By the time you get to that point, Reese will probably be getting ready for the NBA draft.
Yeah. Yeah,
but no,
Uncle D'Lo
negotiated
his Nike contract.
No, there we go, man. We get money over here.
That's what
we're doing. Money over here,
and we'll still be doing D'Lo and KC.
I got to pay bills still.
Well,
that's what it is.
It's a true story.
But yeah, man, December 6th is gonna be fire.
Yeah, it's gonna be special. We have a lot of. So they really wanted to do an ugly sweater theme.
Mm.
And they're giving us ugly sweaters. If you check your email, So I told Carrie, I was like, I promise you, there will be content with Kenny and I, and Gavin and Katie and Kevin wearing the ugly sweaters.
Yeah.
What I can also promise you is that is the least on brand thing. And I picked out what I was wearing December 6th a month ago. So. And she was like, okay, that's fine. I'd expect nothing less. But we have a lot of fun stuff ahead to record for that December 6th show.
Go. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
I miss?
Yeah, while you were sleeping.
Brandon Allen's the starter. I see that. That's announced right now.
Yeah.
Brandon Allen. I got to be honest. I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, Brock is out. Bose is out as well. And, you know, I'm sitting here.
Trent Williams is a game time decision.
And I'm sitting here saluting. You know, I'm going down with the ship.
Yeah, Tarvarius Ward is out.
49ers Friday. You know, we're still rocking, but it's over, Dame. It's over, man. I understand the math of it all. I understand. But I'm reading the tea leaves, man. And this year, it's just not the year. It's not the year. Too much to overcome.
I didn't agree with that at the start of the week. I don't know about Brandon Allen beating the Green Bay Packers, because the Green Bay Packers they have a leg ahead of the San Francisco 49ers. They're a step ahead of the San Francisco 49ers, but if they slip up this week, they're in the same exact predicament as the San Francisco 49ers, where everything that you do becomes extremely vital. You got a game where we said Nick Bosa has already been ruled out. You got a game where the starting quarterback is ruled out. Mm-hmm. You got a game where Charvarius Ward is going to miss it. I just saw the rookie that you like, Jacob Collins, is going to miss it.
Yeah.
You if you're the Packers, I'm looking at this from a pack, you can't lose this.
No.
Yeah, like, you cannot lose this. And it's at home.
Yep.
You can't lose this game.
Yep.
So, again, I didn't agree. I didn't agree with the sentiment that it's over at the beginning of the week, but – it's tough.
Let me ask you a question. I'm thinking about this as we're going through all this in real time, and I didn't think about this until actually Jake Gaden brought it up. Maybe it was in the back of my mind, and I hadn't brought it to the
forefront. Did he bring it up on this station or a different one?
Well, he is the Rick Rude of, of Sacramento media. He doesn't understand. I got to break down. I said, Jake, do you understand that reference when I say you're the Rick Rude? He said, no. I said, I'll tell you off air. But, you know, he kind of said, like, there is an aspect of the Niners might need to consider just folding the tent this year. And looking at this year as a lost cause.
But what's that accomplish?
Get you a higher draft pick.
I don't think you could do that. Like Brock.
You lose on Sunday, you got to start thinking about it. Like Charvarius Ward.
I would argue you lose the next Sunday you start. Maybe you do it. Maybe you think about it after this week. Maybe you actually execute it the week following. But I don't know how you tell Trent Williams, like, hey, we're done.
This is what I say. This is what I say to Trent. I say to Trent, to Kittle, Nick Bosa, even Debo, I say, hey, man, it's just not going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. You guys have played a lot of football over the last 3 or 4 years. Rest up. Next year, it's the last dance. Mm. It's the last dance. Let's lick your wounds. Get as healthy as you can. And this group, as we know, we got one more shot. Mm-hmm. And we're going to load up for 25, 26. Mm-hmm. And I think that's on the horizon. Nick Bosa with the oblique. You know.
That's not going to heal by Buffalo.
No.
Like, not in any... Yeah. Serious way, at least.
You get guys like Ricky Purcell some reps, get them used to some things, and
with Brandon Allen.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Really?
You know, maybe you throw Brock out there. I don't even know if you throw Brock out there if he's got a shoulder issue.
Well, if you're not playing Trent Williams, I'm not playing Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
I don't think this is realistic. I got to be honest, I don't.
When do you think that happens, though? I don't see
2 weeks left.
Okay, because I was about to say, I don't see these guys if they're...
Because we're at 7 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay's the 7th, so Buffalo would be the 6th. Assuming you go 0-2, you have 5 weeks left. I don't think you can fold up the tent with 5 weeks to go.
Mm.
Maybe you... I don't know. I don't know that you could do that.
Mm.
And maybe it also depends, like, what's Washington do? Does Washington win the next two?
Right.
Does Green Bay win the week that you play Buffalo? Like, does it start to, does Arizona continue to win?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does the division look unreachable? I think those are all questions that you have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because if no one's ruled out for the year, I don't think you do that.
Right.
As long as if Trent's out for a week, then you kind of deal with that. If Bosa's out a week or two, you deal with that. If Brock is a 1 week thing,
mm-hmm.
you kind of deal with that. But the minute you get a so and so is out for the year because of,
mm-hmm.
then maybe you start to think different. But 5 weeks five games feels way too early to shut it down.
I understand what you're saying, but if I was Shanahan, if I was John Lynch, if I was some of those players. That might be my thought. And the only reason I say you come, because I think all those guys that I brought up, I don't know if they can be just kind of let go like that. I think they all are kind of scheduled for one more year, so to speak, with the way their contracts are set up. And yeah, I'd say, hey man, next year is the year. You guys as a group, you know, this group that we kind of brought together, we're gonna give it one more shot. You know, I'd sit McCaffrey. All right, you came back, you played, you've got tendonitis or whatever. Like, go heal that up. Go heal that up. Make sure you're good, and put everything you got in the next year with this group, so to speak. See what kind of young guys you got. Whether I know Cowing's out this week, but when he comes back, you know, see what you got with Cowing. See what you got with Ronnie Bell. Who's going to survive in that group going next year? What do you need in the draft, so to speak? You know, what young guys can you rely on? Can you rely on Renardo Green as a corner? Be like, okay, we're solid at corner with Deamino Lenore and Renardo Green, so we don't have to focus on that necessarily in the draft. We can focus on receiver or focus on offensive line and just get a clear indication of what you're looking for in this draft and in free agency. Load up those guys that you have for a long time and give it one last shot.
I hear you. I just
I understand what you're saying too, though. I
think it's too early.
Yeah, it's not 3 weeks left.
It's just tough because I had that right, right? It's Green Bay this week, obviously, and then it's Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because Buffalo's got a bye, and you only play teams coming off of their bye week.
Yeah, seven games. Because when they at the bye, I said they could go 6-3. So nine games. They played two, seven games left. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Not yet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I hear you.
Not yet. Not yet. You want to make the tease? What are we doing? I don't even know what we're doing yet.
Did we talk
NBA yet?
A little bit. There are some other things in the NBA.
Did we talk about Steelers losing in Cleveland?
We did-ish.
No sounding the alarms, Dan. We're good.
Oh, no, there's no alarms. You know what was crazy about that is I was here really late yesterday, much later than normal, and I walked down to some other studios to do some work for San Francisco, came back. And it was just snow.
When I was here, it was clear.
It was crystal clear.
I get on my seat. We could talk about it when we get back because we talked about Steelers Browns ish. All we really talked about though was Jameis Winston. So
okay, fair enough.
Friday, you know,
he's the dude. He's that dude, man. We talked about Jameis, so we'll talk about that. There's an interesting thing that I saw as well. Maybe our prayers are answered in the NBA. My prayer specifically
have
been answered in the NBA, a story coming out. We'll talk about all that. D-Lo's here. He's back. This is D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station.
Shout out to the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress, where Black Friday is jumping off all November long. You can save up to $1,000 off select Beautyrest adjustable mattress sets. You can check out doorbuster prices over on the Beautyrest Harmony Queen mattresses. Those are just $498. That's nearly half off. All of their mattresses are on sale. You know, I often focused on the Beautyrest Black because those are the mattresses I have. Those are the mattresses that I can speak of from experience. In Matthews Mattress, they actually have their own mattresses that are absolutely incredible. The thing that I encourage you to do, no matter what you decide to get the adjustable headboard. It's 2024. We're going into 2025. No one needs to lay on a flatbed. Get that adjustable joint. Get 60-month special financing with no money down on approved credit. Equal monthly payments required. See store for details. Find the location nearest you. 9 Matthews Mattress locations all over the region. Go to MatthewsMattress.com to find the location nearest you. Tell them D-Lo and KC sent you. Tell them you're part of the Chatty House. And spend the holidays on a brand-new mattress. It's at the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here, 916-909-1320. We'll go long distance with our man, Kamara. Kamara, what's up, baby?
Man,
what's going on?
California Day, man. The California Day, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen. This album almost inspired me to book a plane ticket to Sacramento. Come check for y'all. This almost inspired me to get on that plane, man. Go ahead.
Lord knows, D'Lo and KC can't convince you to come out. So if Kendrick Lamar can convince you to come out, man, I'll take it.
Oh, it's the Brody Kamara?
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
Listen, I almost made me jump on a plane and head out to California, man, because it inspired me. Obviously, DeRozan.
Hey, man, you gotta come out here and walk a little bit. You gotta come out here and walk a little bit, man. Come on.
A little bit, yeah, just a little bit, man. You know, hopefully 2025. I'm trying to see you on 2025. I'm excited for tonight. You know, we're almost at full strength. I don't think Malik's coming back tonight, but you know, Domas and DeRozan, you know, just kind of
get back on track. I think the guys have had enough time to kind of recalibrate, some days off, and, you know, today's just going to be a good day. So hopefully, you know, what was that?
I said I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. You know, so we're going off on a high note. Kendrick dropped today. DeRozan come back tonight. Domas come back tonight. It's a California day. California sunshine. We're going. It's going to be up. It's
not
up
sunshine, but yes.
Appreciate
yes,
California you, day. Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
You know,
I was anxious for Kamara's car because I knew he was hyped for it.
Yeah, I was surprised I didn't hear from Kamara through the group chat this morning.
He was in the barbershop when it dropped.
Gotcha.
And gotcha. He said the phone was going crazy. And get out and listen to it. What did you think about? Did you catch the Wayne line?
Yeah. It's just a line. I think he, my first thought when I saw that, he's probably disappointed that he wasn't, you know, that it became a controversy or mm-hmm. that he wasn't necessarily celebrated by Wayne. But, you know, it happens. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone
else want to get in, by the way? 916-909-1320.
For sure. The one of the things with... speaking about the Kings and the Clippers game tonight, James, when I was finishing the insiders, he asked the question. He said, you know, what do you expect from the Kings tonight? And I said, started to talk, and I said, well, let me take this back. This is what I hope from the Kings. I hope that we see arrested De'Aaron Fox, or arrested Keegan Murray, and, mm-hmm. you know, these guys are coming out. They've had the opportunity to get their legs back under them, and they're going to be ready to go, and they'll be ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
What I expect from the Kings is I expect them to be down by 13 at some point in the first half. And people will be like, oh, they look rusty, or they had all this rest, and they're down. That's what I expect. Now, that doesn't mean I'm saying they're going to lose or anything like that,
yeah.
but I'm fully preparing myself for them to be down double digits in the first half and us to be frustrated by that.
Yeah, that checks out. That checks out. And then we'll get the line. Well, you know, they've had a lot of time off here.
I forgot about that line. We will.
You know, we'll get that line.
Toughest game after a 3-day break is the first one.
That's right. Seems like every game is tough.
Every game is tough.
Is there a game
there's
that
like
isn't
82
tough?
Built-in losses. Maybe 81 because there's no first game of the season, you're rusty. You haven't found your groove yet.
And then the preseason ones are tough because you don't know who's trying and who's not.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah,
who doesn't?
Yeah. Really, you're 87 built-in losses throughout the year.
There is no game that's like, no, this is actually good.
No. No.
Summer league guys are playing for jobs. That's even tough.
Yeah,
too much pressure. It's basically the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Before the break, I talked about one of my prayers.
Hey, just real quick, I'm dying to see what this is.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet. I wanted to pull it up. I haven't heard it.
Alfonso sent this to us.
Antonio Brown tweeted out that he wants to return to the Steelers and he'll play for free. Any thoughts on that?
All right,
bro. Antonio Brown tweeted out that he wants to return to the Steelers and he'll play for free.
Is this real? I love Mike Tomlin. For the radio audience, Mike Tomlin just walked off the podium.
Looked at him crazy and then
just left. Just left.
There's no shame in these questions anymore.
Absolutely none.
Yeah.
Absolutely none.
I would have laughed at him. I definitely would have laughed at that. That was a great response as well, too.
Your prayers.
Yes. So one of my NBA basketball prayers, I really do believe, we talk about this, but I really do believe people around the country listen to D'Lo and KC because what was this, less than a week ago? I was over here complaining, arguing about how, you know, I slow played the thought of conferences. And I said, you know, I gave it time. And I said, I'm done with time. I'm done with it. The East Coast is never, the Eastern Conference is never going to catch up. It's not going to be fair. Get away from conference playoffs. Just stop it. Well, there's a report. No, it's just rumors. It's kind of people talking. But Brian Windhorst, I think this was on his podcast, he said Western Conference executives believe the NBA could eliminate conferences and have the top 16 teams make the playoffs when the league expands to 32 teams. Saying, quote, instead of dealing with the thorny with that thorny competition, West executives told ESPN they believe both issues can be corrected by dropping conferences altogether and seeding them 1 through 16 regardless of geography. The concept has been raised before, but expansion, the thinking goes, would create a reason to take a fresh look. It's time.
That's not going to happen.
Why don't you think it'll happen?
Because I don't trust reports like that. Hmm. Executive said, like, all right, who? Like, it is fine. You don't have to say who, but like, what level of executive? Mm-hmm. Like the executive assistant? Because we all know how that goes, right? Well,
been here before.
We've done this. We've lived this before, right? I don't know how you do that. Like, the balance of games would be different because you're playing teams within your conference. True. I think this happens all of the time where there's an overreaction to one conference being bad, and one conference right now is bad.
Well, but this is what I'm saying. The overreaction, it's more than that at this point. I am the king of. Now let me slow play this. Let me give it some time. We've been having this conversation since like 1998. Not the Eastern Conference. They're just down right now. It'll pick up. It's never going to change. I'm convinced it's never going to change. And it's not T.O. It ain't fire. It ain't fire that the Sixers still have a shot at the play-in right now at 2-12.
Well, we're 14 games into the season.
Do the Pelicans have a shot?
They did start 1-13 that one year and made the play-in, I believe, when Willie Green was sobbing on the court.
That's
he was. Yes.
That wasn't necessary at all.
What?
Like, Willie Green wasn't sobbing on the court.
Coach Willie, we got 3 more games left.
It's man, I hope you cry at your wedding, man. I
probably will, but hey, I'll cry at my wedding when I'm actually winning a ring and or not ring, winning a ring and all that. It won't be game one of the first round.
Well, yeah, and then here's
the
other thing.
Cry on the engagement.
Yeah,
hey, mind your business, bro.
No, that was tough. That was tough. I feel you, Jesse. That's tough.
Well, that's because yours almost went awry.
Well, that was a whole nother story.
You thought your engagement was over before it even started.
But at the end of the day, it still got to the W, but it didn't go as planned.
You also, I think he had a longer engagement than Pam and Roy.
I'm not going to take that shot. I ain't gonna do it. He put out an album today. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Oh wow, taking shots at that.
He's been waiting all day. Now that I think about it, him and Eddie were kind of like throwing low key. Like if you know, you know. Like, hey, I got some things to talk about later.
No, I figured.
Yeah, yeah.
I figured they was in here talking.
Well,
about
I wasn't gonna say anything, but no. Yeah.
What did we say? What name one time? What happened?
Low key, like made a look. Like, yeah, we'll talk about it. Not on the show, Eddie.
We both talked about how we liked the album.
Everybody got something to say about Kendrick, but no one will actually say it. That's the funny part.
Well, there was one person who did say it.
So many people are comfortable talking about him, they won't say it.
There's one person that did say it.
Well, repeat it then.
That he didn't marry
well, everybody knows he didn't marry Whitney.
Yeah, Drake said it. Drake's the one that brought it up.
Okay.
Drake also said he hit the young lady. That's something that he heard that other people have heard as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the other stuff, like nobody gonna call him out and call Drake a PDX, right? PDF. That's what you.
I was like, is that short for
no PDF? That's what you gotta say.
Nobody gonna call him a Portland airport. what are they calling him?
The PDF. Nobody gonna say it, but it's in a song, so it's whatever. Mm-hmm. You told him not. You told him get off the radio.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, no, I don't like that word. I don't. Yeah, that's a pretty strong word to have on a song.
I agree
that you're singing like
the same thing.
And I don't
the
other think way. Did we certify? Did we edit that?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
It's
thought so.
The same thing the other way though. Like if we were playing Family Matters, like I'm like don't have that out there. Like if it's just an allegation, so to speak. Like if you don't have no hardcore proof about it. Even if you did, I don't even know if that needed to be on the radio either.
I think if nothing else, all of that stuff, all like the last 5 months, just those were just records. All of a sudden, we're fact checking records. You take a grain of truth and turn it into a song. That's all it was. I still don't know where the little girl came from, but I don't know where that little girl came from.
Now, looking back,
but
sometimes you got to pull up from the logo.
Hey. This whole verse.
Sometimes you pull up from the logo and you miss.
Oh man.
But yeah, man, Willie Green, he did cry. No, so here's the deal, though. Jesse wouldn't.
Were you guys talking about raining cats and dogs earlier?
We let off home run. Cats and dogs.
Okay, well, there we go. Yeah. He is 2 hours and 30 minutes late. As Ben says, I think raining cats and dogs is when it would rain so hard the roofs would fail and cats would fall through it.
Well, no, that is not what came up on the Google search.
Well,
did you read the AI search? Because the AI is always wrong.
I went right past the AI. Perfect. Read the regular joint.
Yeah, it's usually if it's unusually raining.
I'm just happy Ben is here. That's all.
But yeah, I think we've seen enough proof where, like, yeah, we need to get rid of the conference playoff thing. The East ain't coming back. They're not coming back as a whole. No, they're not coming. Like, and it comes in. It starts to become a situation of. One of the reasons I'm convinced of that is it is a geography situation. Like if Phoenix,
well, there's going to be some conference realignment. I mean, it's going to be minimal, but
yeah, Seattle and Vegas will be in the Western Conference. Minnesota, and I think they talk about like New Orleans or Memphis going to the East, but it's the same issue though, right? Like right now, free agents. We talk about free agents. People got cap space. If Phoenix got cap space and Washington does, who do you think more times are not going to get that player?
Phoenix.
Same thing going to happen. If Vegas got cap space and Minnesota got cap space, more likely than not, who going to get that player?
But isn't that just destination?
Yeah, and Vegas. All the destinations are in the Western Conference.
Mm. Miami?
They haven't been able to get it done.
Miami, New York, Philly?
No, like if Paul George had his choice, he would have stayed in L.A.
That's supposed LA. To go into Philly. Like, that's L.A.
But L.A. always going to be in the Western Conference. And they got two
teams. New York's always going to be in the East.
Yeah, and people ain't going to choose them. When's the last time they got a free agent besides Jalen Brunson? And Jalen Brunson wasn't even like him. Like,
well, I don't think that's New York. I think that's the Knicks.
When's the last?
That's Dolan.
When's the last big free agent to go to the Eastern Conference?
LeBron?
He went to Miami, and then he had ties to Cleveland. He would have chose Cleveland if he was from Sacramento.
But Donovan, the Cavs traded for Donovan. He re-signed there.
They were able to keep him there. Milwaukee was able to keep Giannis.
Indiana traded for Tyrese. They were able to lock him up. Oh, by the way, Pacers play tonight. Pacers and Bucks.
What's that number at?
Pacers and Bucks.
Let's go.
Hold on. Stand by.
We eating.
What do we got?
We are eating.
30 and a half for rebounds and 18 and a half points for Tyrese.
Oh, that's less, bro. There ain't no way.
Let's see what because it's got the little arrow. Go more at 14 and a half. You can go more at 11 and a half. You can go more at 22 and a half, or you can go less. At 18 and a half. Let's put my perfect streak on the line. Let's see what De'Aaron got for us here today. De'Aaron, 30 and a half on points and rebounds. Mm. Steph, 24 points more or less against the Pelicans. Oh, they got DeMar DeRozan at 16 and a half in his return.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's good for another 5 hours more.
Yeah, I'm taking that too. That's going to be part of being money. I'm letting you know that right now.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. They got Joel Embiid at 28 and a half versus Brooklyn.
Mm. Minutes or points?
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good question.
Points.
Mm.
Ooh. Draymond and the Pelicans, 21 and a half points, rebounds, and assist. I might take
that's
that.
A good question.
I might take that. Yeah. I don't know that I can in good conscience bet on Draymond Green though.
Understandable.
My inclination is to take the more.
Understandable.
At 21 and a half.
Hmm.
Your boy Trae Young's at 9.5 right now, assist.
Trae Young, newest member of Chicago. Jordan Brand. Shout out to him. He left three stripes, went to Jordan Brand. I see him.
Oh, I need one more play, man.
I got B money ready. Bean Money is now.
Come on,
now
let's
ready.
Do it. Let's do it.
So Prize Picks, Bean Money. I got DeMar DeRozan. Shout out to Dame. You know, he found that 16 and a half. I'm locking that in right now.
Yep.
I'm going more.
Yep.
Zubac, 29 points, rebounds, and assists.
You're going more, right?
I'm going more with
that. Yeah, that's a good call.
James Harden, 38 points, rebounds, and assists. Give me less. I'm taking less. He's not having 38 total points, rebounds, and assists.
I think I'm taking that Zubac money, too.
Yeah. And Trey Lyles, this one has the demon on it. 2.5 three-pointers made. I went more. Trey's going to have 4 three-pointers made tonight. He is back. So
you know they hit like 3 the last time they played, like as a team.
They're going to have 23 tonight. We're going to flip
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we're going to flip that.
They're going to have 23 threes? Yeah,
they're going to be cooking.
Made threes?
Yeah, they're going to be cooking from beyond the arc tonight. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 23 made threes. They got Keegan at 13 points.
That's a good one.
They got Keegan at 6 rebounds.
I should get in on that one.
I don't know how to do it.
Matter of fact, shout out to Dame. I'm going to add that to Bean Money.
They got 10.5 field goal attempts for Keegan. I think I'm going more.
Because
he's coming off 6.
Yeah.
I'm going more.
I'm taking that Keegan Murray 13 points. I'm going more on that as well. So Bean Money is up. It's going to be posted. And here's the great thing about Price Pick
Man.
As well. They
man
for all my people, what you see?
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, for all my people that play Prize Picks, just like they did a couple weeks ago with Mike Tyson, half a punch landed. They got a new one for you. They got a Thanksgiving free pick. Tyreek Hill only needs to receive half a yard for you to win. So they're giving you that free pick, Tyreek Hill on Thanksgiving. Go ahead and put that in your lineup. Whenever you want to play, you can do it on Thanksgiving whenever. But make sure you put in the promo code KIFM for your opportunity to win $50 with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM. Must be present in certain states. Go to PrizePicks.com for more details. What you see, though?
The 3 out of 4 nets me $100 on the $20 fee. The 4 out of 4 nets me 2.
It's Friday, bro.
Yeah, man, do that
What
thing,
does that
man.
Mean?
Yeah, do that thing. And Tyrese is in
Tyrese,
there too, right?
I ain't never lost.
You can't lose that. You got
Tyrese
that.
At less than 18.5. DeMar at more than 16.5.
Mm-hmm.
29 points, rebounds, and assists for Zubac. I got him at more. Keegan, 10.5 field goal attempts. I got him at more. If I hit all 4 of those, it pays me 200. If I hit 3 of the 4, it pays me 100.
Man, come on, man. That's a play.
All right.
Bean Money and Dame Money. We out here.
Man, if I hit that pause, you ain't never going to hear the end of it. Yeah, give me that. Give me that. All right. Now I'm sweating. Woo! Let's go, baby. 4-4.
Yeah. You got this.
I don't think your prayers are being answered. I just don't think this is a thing.
It needs to be. As a team.
And why were they just Western Conference executives? He didn't ask anybody in the East?
Well, because the reason why I think it might work is because Western Conference executives will make the biggest fuss about it.
You know what's hilarious is
about changing it.
The Kings are playing their second NBA Cup game tonight, and there's clinching scenarios. Like, I think the Warriors can win their group tonight.
Who the Warriors play tonight?
New Orleans. I think they need Denver to lose, too. Denver's got Dallas.
Warriors, they going to smack the Pelicans. I remember I showed you that lineup, the Pelicans.
Oh, that was crazy.
Come on, man. They had Elfrid Payton out there.
I think that was fake. That wasn't a real lineup. Those weren't even real people.
Elfrid Payton out there.
Why do we – and the Kings don't play the Pelicans till like April.
Yeah, when everybody healthy.
They're going to play 5 games against the Pelicans in 6 nights.
DeJounte Murray about to be back and everything. Man, come on, man. Come on, they do us dirty. It's all good, though. It's all good. What do you expect from the Kings tonight?
The 13-point deficit. You know what? One thing that really stood out to me about that Clippers game was I felt like, and maybe it was because of the missed shots, the Clippers were trying to slow the pace of the game down. And I thought it was really effective. And the Kings kept trying to run. And I think part of the issue in that game was they couldn't establish a rhythm because they couldn't hit a shot. And once the shots stopped, or they didn't stop falling, they never fell, I felt like the pace slowed down. And then it picked back up a little bit in the third quarter, and then but the shot never actually fell. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to be really aggressive getting to the basket. I think they're going to be really aggressive getting DeMar and Domas involved. Zubac is a really tough matchup for Domas. He's equally as big. He might be a smidge bit bigger. He might be strong, you know, the too. Same. Yeah, you know, those guys are really, really strong. I don't know that the 13-point deficit is going to happen, but I do feel like it might be a little bit slower game than Sacramento Kings fans hope for, which doesn't favor Sacramento, in my opinion. At some point, if you can get two or three shots to drop in a row, I think you can pick up the pace. If you can get up by 6 points, 8 points, maybe you can get them moving a little bit faster and play the last game that you guys played it in reverse now, to where they're kind of chasing you and you're forcing them into some difficult situations, which James can play, by the way. Harden, he made a career doing it, won MVPs doing it, or an MVP doing it.
Right.
But that's not the way the Clippers want to play.
Right.
That's not the way Ty Lue wants to play. That's not the way Norm Powell wants to play. Like, they'll play a slower pace, and Norm Powell will score 35.
Well, Norm Powell's out.
Well, Norm Powell's not going to score 35 if he's out. I didn't know he was out.
Yeah, he didn't play last game, and he was ruled out for today.
He didn't play against the Magic one?
Yeah, still got the dub. But he didn't play Wednesday. It was ruled out yesterday for today.
Okay.
So he's missed got a that. Hamstring.
He me.
Hamstring situation. But you know who played well in that Magic game? This is Kevin Porter Jr. He played really well, and he's had some good moments for them so far this season. And he's, you know, we all know off court, but he's playing, so I'm going to talk about him as a basketball player right now. He's super talented. Super talented. He can score. And that's a guy that if you're not paying attention to, you know, he can drop 25, 30 on your head. So,
hey, Manny, that's my bad. Hang on. I promise we'll get to you immediately after the break. So just hang tight, Manny. Anybody else want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia talk line? You can. 916-909-1320. We'll come back with more. James Hamm at the top of the hour. Steelin' with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Turtlenecks are a vibe.
I like turtlenecks.
Especially the cozy ones like this joint I got on.
Yeah, the ones I have are usually kind of slimmer, so, yeah. You know.
Nah, I got the look, yeah. I got the cozy.
That's the East Coast joint.
Yeah, this is East Coast. This fire right here is my New York undercover look.
Hey, while you were sleeping, me and Jesse were talking about the other day.
For those who are just tuning in, I was working, but it's okay.
Like I slept at the whole beginning of the show.
Fell asleep at some point during the show. Just to be clear, well, go ahead.
The most on-point person ever slept through the show today.
We were talking about the other day was the 20-year anniversary. I don't know if you want to call it that, but on that day 20 years ago, on Tuesday 20 years ago, was the Malice in the Palace. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of talking about that, and Jesse asked the question of, you know, has anything ever come close to that? And I said, we'll talk about it when we come back. It was a tease. We ended up talking about something else. Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And they asked, well, you know, what was the tease? And we talked about it before. And I actually went back and watched it the other day just to kind of get a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond at the Golden One Center was this close.
Yeah. It was really
close. To going
close.
Crazy.
Yeah. I think someone threw something at our test to like get it going. I think if someone would have hit Draymond, it would have got going.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was watching it again. And
when he was on the chairs.
Yeah.
Crazy. That was bad. That was kind of the, because he's facing us now, and all we're looking down is the people in front of him, and it's like, oh,
crazy.
And I think we were saying out loud, "Come on, man, don't do anything.
Yeah,
don't do anything," because we saw like, yeah, that's tough.
They had and looking back at the footage, and I kind of remember this in real time. But shout out to there were people there, ushers and just fans, who started facing the crowd and be like, no, hey, chill, don't do it. Because they, if you were in there, you knew what time it was, it could have been. And they were like, it was probably like a handful of people that are like, no, no, hey, chill, chill, don't do this, don't do this or whatever. And it was like that close.
It was really close. Yeah, that it close. Was, it's hard to, like again, if you were in the building, it was really tense. There was a couple of minutes, and it just kept getting worse, and the Warriors were doing nothing about it.
Right.
They let him act that way. Like, yeah.
Everybody was just there watching him stand there and behave like that, and I was like, looking back on the clip, I was like, what were you guys doing?
It would have in the you would have been one. It only needed to be one, and it would have gone. It would have gone to hell. The malice at the bank.
The malice at the ATM.
Draymond Green said that.
The malice at the credit union.
Would have been great for ratings, though.
Well, you know, it's Draymond. Ratings juggernaut.
Ratings are low. What do we do, boys? Get Draymond out of here.
Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Let's get to our Draymond Green. What's up, Manny?
What's up, man? Hey, if that would have went down, then Mike Brown would have been at both of them, huh?
He would have. Yeah, he would have. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. Couple things. One, the Kendrick album. I went through it once. I'm a big fan of the album so far. I need to listen to it a couple more times. But I just like how it's just I didn't really go deep into it to see, you know, any kind of meaning. I just thought he just came with that MC skill. Like, that was dope. And those beats were hidden. So, first listen, great. What's her name from LSU just dropped the album? Flauzé just dropped it. I listened to that last night. I'm a fan of the album. It's a little long. There's a lot of songs on there, but it's a pretty good album overall. Tonight, DeMar DeRozan. I'm really curious to see after he's been out for, it was not a long time, but how they kind of shifted that offense, right? Because he wasn't the focal point, how he integrates back into it. So I think it was a good step for everyone to like take a step back and be like, okay, how can we gel all of this to make it flow a little better, even though, you know, he's the ball moving, they don't run as much, right? But I'm curious to see how that works. Really curious to see how that works. And before I go, I gotta say this. Next Wednesday, the great Antonio Harvey.
Oh, Tone.
Tone gonna be on next Wednesday, 8 p.m. So we're going to have a ball, man.
There we go.
You're going to have to remind us next Wednesday, Manny.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Come on the show.
And I'm going to forget all of you exist, including the two people in this room at about 4 o'clock. So, well, 6 o'clock. Well, 7 o'clock.
Usually how it goes every week, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, unless something crazy happens. Then we're in the group thread. That's dope, man. That's dope. Looking forward to that. Does the offense run through DeMar?
At times. Huh. At times, for sure.
When it stalls, it feels like.
I think so.
There you go. No, he said when it stalls.
Oh, I thought you meant like DeMar.
Yeah, no, DeMar will.
So, yeah, when they need a bucket, yes.
Yeah, got you.
Jump started, if you
will. And it feels like crunch time. You know, so far this season, like when they needed a bucket in the crunch, you know, whether they're trying to come back in the fourth quarter or it's a 1 or 2 point game, they get that ball to DeMar and let him operate.
Yeah, no, I mean, paid off.
Yeah. And it was always going to be a bit of a learning experience, right? Like trying to figure out what works best and when to go to it. You know, like we don't go to DeMar every time. Sometimes maybe Fox has the advantage, or, you know, maybe we run through Domas a little bit, but trying to get a feel for when you go to whoever you're trying to go to, that's something that they were trying to work out before DeMar went down. And I don't know if maybe they have it now or, you know, they're still trying to figure that out.
Skip Mitch in here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Mitch, what's happening, baby?
How's it going, guys? KC, Damon, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing, Mitch?
Pretty good. We got the rain now.
Oh, you got some rain, huh?
Yeah, now I got the rain. But you guys, I saw that Northern California had a real – a little hard today.
See, yeah, it's pretty tough.
You guys always seem to have sweaters, you know, jackets, you know. Do you have AC in that place? Over
well,
there?
The studio is always 65 degrees, sir.
I don't know. I tell you, it's a rough crowd, this chat room. By the way, the Chatty House, what is the phone number to the Chatty House? Wednesday's 11 o'clock my time. I'll try to call.
No, hold on. There, Manny, I believe, has a phone literally where only Mitch can call. Mitch needs that number, I think.
Is that a shoot?
Yeah, I heard Manny the other, I think it was on last Wednesday, like, yeah, waiting for Mitch to call in. So someone get Mitch that number, I guess. I think that's the case. They're waiting on Mitch's call for that show.
That is amazing.
So, thanks. Mitch, they'll get it to you. They'll get it to you.
Thanks. By the way, Jones, even Sam Darnold would be better. I'm sorry. Sam Darnold, Dan Jones would be better than Brandon Allen.
Okay. No, did you forget how to use the phone at the end of this conversation? What just happened?
It fell or something.
Like, what? Man, Mitch, are you okay? Like, what?
It dropped him. It was sliding down his arm, and oh yeah,
Brandon Allen. What an adventure! Can you believe there are some stations that won't let that man on the
air?
Yeah,
come on, like bugging. Stop being so serious.
Man, you guys,
you need to learn how to work with it.
You guys are taking L's by not having Mitch on the air.
They are bugging.
Absolute
Mitch gotta be
L's.
On the air. Gotta
should always be fun.
Shout out to Mitch, man. Big ups to him.
Yo, I don't. James is going to join us here in a minute, and we'll shift our attention back to the Kings. That Joel Embiid situation is getting a little worse.
Mm.
That Joel Embiid 76ers situation is getting a little worse. Like, there's reports on the reports, and there's follow up reports. And
well, I was chuckle because did you see Bovada has odds on who the snitch was?
Who's first?
I didn't.
I'm sure Mike Maxey met probably.
It has to be Maury, right?
Well, let me see what his odds are.
It has to be Maury or Nick Nurse.
I think a lot of them they were looking in the locker room.
I'd put my money on Maury because this wasn't a players only meeting,
right?
I'd put my money on Maury.
So let's see.
Aaron Gordon's pretty high on here.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon is a plus 325. Paul George is a plus 800.
I would Paul George getting it out there for content for his podcast, maybe?
Well, Paul George was like, he said he was stunned by the accuracy of the report. Like,
that's what I'd say on my podcast, too.
I would say, they got me thinking with that Eric Gordon. They got me thinking.
What other teams has Eric Gordon been on? The Clippers?
Rockets, Clippers.
Is a clutch guy now, or am I misremembering?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Mm. Who?
Eric Gordon's been kind of lingering around the league for the last few years, kind of unnoticed as well. Like,
well, I'm trying to
could
see.
Be anyone. Like, yeah,
He's not a clutch guy. He's a life sports agency guy.
Look at that. That's why we have a chokehold on Mike. I'm sorry, but this is on this day.
Is that Trevor Burbick?
Oh, that's
Michael Spinks,
that's
right?
Yeah, they got them both. I don't know what happened on this day, but the anniversary of Mike Tyson. That was you had to be there. Yeah, we ain't never seen nothing like that again. You had to be there. Crazy. But more so you think Maury,
who gains most from this getting out?
Does Maury have odds?
No. It's all players.
Oh, maybe he wasn't in there. Well, and that's the thing. It wasn't a players only meeting. It was a team meeting.
Team meeting.
Because Nick Nurse was in there.
I think
so. They don't even have Nick Nurse on there then.
Mm-mm. And I don't think he would say, because like I said, he looks bad in this as well.
Nick Nurse does look bad.
Yeah.
Anyone say anything about Daryl Morey?
Daryl Morey, there was nothing about him.
Huh. What a coincidence. And who had this first? Shams?
Shams
Charania, right? Maybe you're on to something with Paul George, but I'm going to say no. I'm going Daryl Morey.
So I would say, why would Daryl Morey do it? Because nothing looks good about this. Like, we talked about how stupid he looks.
Maybe he knows he's getting fired and he's just burning his bitch down on the way out.
I think it's got to be somebody that is.
He's Angela Bassett. Just light it on fire and walk away.
Maybe Jerry Colangelo's back. Remember, he used to have the burner account.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, there we go.
That was a wild moment.
That was crazy.
That is one of the more under-discussed.
Yes, it kind of happened and then that's it. Like, whatever. Find a new slant.
Yeah. I'm looking at Eric Gordon, though. Because it's got to be somebody that,
and he has the best odds, or high,
the second best behind somebody has Joel Embiid at minus 110.
What does Eric Gordon gain from this though?
Because I don't think has Eric Gordon been playing minutes. Has he been playing the way he thinks he should? because he's a new guy that may not feel like, oh, I'm here, Joel. Like, I'm kind of disgusted by the way Joel moves. Like, he didn't know. He didn't know this before he got here.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he's a little upset with Joel. He's not happy with his minutes.
Eric Gordon averaging 17 minutes per game. Played 4 minutes versus the Grizzlies the night that report came out. You know, we got him. Hold on. We got the Clippers.
We effing got him.
We got the Clippers, the Pelicans, and the Rockets.
That's his teams?
Yeah.
And the Suns. Didn't he play on the Suns? Yeah, he played on the Suns.
He did play on Phoenix for a year. Just trying to think if he can we trace any salacious stories to Houston through Shams Charania. Can we trace any salacious stories from the Pelicans to Shams Charania? And again, he was only with Phoenix last year, so I don't know
if Shams was cooking in New Orleans when he was.
I don't think so either.
When he was there,
that was that ended in 16. Houston, though.
Russ.
Yeah, this is Houston 16 to 20, midway through 22.
There's a reason his odds are where they're at. He's the highest ranking
Vegas
player
knows.
Outside of Joel. Why they got odds on this?
This is funny, though. Who's second?
Paul George.
Oh, Paul George.
He's plus 800, though. He's way behind Eric. Eric Gordon is like...
Eric Gordon is too high.
You think so?
Yeah. Why are his odds so great and everyone else is like regular? Like, yeah.
Maybe Eric Gordon is plus 325. The next closest person is plus 800.
Maybe that's their way of telling us this is, in fact, who the leak was. Joel walking through the locker room grabbing everybody's phone. Some of the quotes were crazy. Like, I joked, but like it did feel like someone like had like this on tape or something.
I mean, they were
like
very
specific. Were dead on. Yeah. Like them guys at the Athletic were comfortable enough putting quotation marks around it.
Yeah, that's tough, man. That can't happen. Like, we have to have another team meeting. Like, we can't be having, whether you like
and
me
then
or not.
The meeting will wind up in the Athletic.
Put it in the
or ESPN, wherever Shams works.
put it there. But we got to talk. Like, this can't happen. Like, I wouldn't even be pointing fingers, but I'd be like, that can't happen. If we have something going on, I can't hear about this. And number one, hear about it in general, but to the specific nature that I heard about it, it's unacceptable. Like, if it should be Nick Nurse that should be having that conversation. But even if it's not, one of the players, Joel, even Tyrese got to be like, yo, man, it's because he looked like the leader. So, like that, we got to cut all this out.
So, I'm looking through Shams' Twitter account right now. I looked up Eric Gordon. He's got a lot of Eric Gordon, like, breaking news tweets. He's got them all. Eric Gordon has signed the deal with the Suns. Massive get for the Suns.
Oh.
Eric Gordon reporting with Kelly Eiko on The Athletic. Eric Gordon choosing the Phoenix Suns among other offers from multiple contenders, including the Houston Rockets are financing a deal to send Eric Gordon to Los Angeles Clippers. There's a lot here.
Okay.
Damn.
We got left ankle sprain injury reports. We got trades. Updates to lineups.
I think we got them, boys.
We got them. We got him.
Houston fears Eric Gordon needs surgery on his knee. He'll asylum at least 1 month. Sources tell the Athletic Stadium. Gordon gathering more information today for final. Yeah, dude, come on, bro.
You sound like Katie talking about Claire Kittle yesterday.
I think we solved it. I think we solved it.
We got him. James, we did it. We found the snitch in Philadelphia.
Uh-oh.
It's Eric Gordon. We found him.
And look, if Eric Gordon, if Shams is my boy, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna say, yo, Shams, I'm gonna tell you this, man. Like, no quotes, nothing, man. Like, don't have Jesse in Sacramento able to trace this back to me, man.
We got tweets
like,
back.
Kind of, What is this?
2015, real GM source. Eric Gordon scouted NBA market for possible long-term deal to New Orleans despite opt-in. Dude, this is his boy.
I'm like, Chimes, man, don't put no quotes on what I'm telling you. You know Jesse in Sacramento is going to go right back. Come on, man. This is how people get caught in
the Eric Gordon has withdrawn from Team USA camp.
Okay. Eric Gordon has never withdrawn from Team USA camp. Eric Gordon just realized I'm not going to be on Team USA, so I'm going to go do something else.